Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul, in writing to the Corinthian church, points out that all of the saints are established, anointed, and sealed by the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Paul ascribes the activity of establishing, anointing, and sealing completely to the Lord. There is no cooperative effort spoken of. Rather, this is an operation which is carried out solely by the Lord according to His will and purpose. The sons of God are all built together upon that rock against which the gates of hell cannot prevail. Then he says that God hath anointed us. Anointing must be applied by someone other than the one being anointed. The sons of God are anointed by Him who has called them from darkness to light. They are each given gifts according to His purpose for the profit of the whole body. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Finally, he speaks of being sealed and given the earnest of His Spirit. While being sealed is akin to being anointed, they are not identical concepts. This seal is a stamp of approval which cannot be overturned. Christ Himself is one sealed by the Father. For Him hath God the Father sealed. As He is that one who is sealed in the courts of heaven, then it follows that all who are found in Him abide under that same seal. He has given to His elect an earnest or pledge until He comes to claim that which is His, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Thus the Lord prepares His people, whom He has purchased with His own blood, to minister to their brethren by giving them His Spirit and equipping them for the task He has called them to do. Are you sealed in Christ?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.